Praise God. God bless you. You may be seated for just a moment. This is our first service in February. And it seems like in this month, people that love each other are a little bit more sensitive to that expression of love. And it just seems like this sanctuary is filled with people that love Jesus. So this is our month just to love Jesus. And we're starting it off right, and what a great crowd here. Our lives are all very busy, and yet the faithfulness of this church family, many of you that just don't miss a service unless there's sickness or some other serious circumstance, thank you for loving the Lord with your lives. I believe the Lord is pleased when we give our best to Him, and you can feel that in this atmosphere here today. And I want to go to the Word of the Lord, and just before we do, I want to say thank you to all of you that are participating in the many activities that happen around here. You heard every service, it seems like there's more being added to the calendar, but I think these things are great activities for our young people, and this wonderful opportunity for married couples on Saturday, and then this thing called Prayer on the Porch. Man, that sounds great. Prayer on the porch, prayer on the porch. Walking by faith with your prayer on the porch. Help me now, somebody. Not to be confused with any other kind of lifestyle. We're walking for Jesus. And if people are not ashamed to represent this world, we're not ashamed to represent Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And how incredibly powerful is it going to be for people from this church family to knock on doors on Saturday afternoon or morning, late morning, and say, we're just wanting you to know we believe God answers prayer. And if you need prayer, we're ready to pray for you right now. Miracles are going to happen because we're walking by faith. Thank you for all of you that are a part of that. I believe it's Brother Chris and Sister Renee that are heading this effort, and a bunch of people are going to be a part of that. If you get lonely on Saturday mornings about 11, come to church and have a great time doing a work for the Lord. And now let's go to the Word of God, Matthew chapter number 5. We're going to have you just, it's kind of a toss-up. Just stay where you are. Matthew chapter 5, I was going to have you stand, but you look so good. You look so comfortable, and we'll just leave it at that. I feel like you're ready to respect the Word of God from a seated position. So Matthew chapter 5, let's look at verse number 14. Matthew 5 and verse number 14. This is a continuation of what we talked about on Sunday. Let it shine. Let it shine. So let's read this verse. Why don't we read it out loud together? Matthew 14, we're going to read down to verse 16. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let's ask the Lord to help us to do that. Lord Jesus, we want our lives to shine. We want our lives to represent you in the earth. From the youngest to the oldest that is here, we are saying to you, Lord, that because your word has called us to shine, we want to be lights that shine, Lord. Anoint us, help us, bless us. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. And so my subject for you this evening is simply this little light of mine. And you know, I cannot help but think some of you would like for me to sing. And I have been doing a little bit of singing around here. And I noted that many of you are so gracious that you would not want to embarrass me by asking me to sing. And so I know what you're saying is we kind of feel awkward to tell you to sing. But I know how you feel. You really want me to sing. So we're going to sing this little song. Why don't you join me in singing? And I didn't give the musicians a heads up, but, you know, we can work it out. Are you ready? Somebody help me. This little light of mine. I should have practiced this one in the shower, and I didn't have time. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. How about this verse? Hide it under a bushel. No! I'm gonna let it shine. Help me out now. Hide it under a bushel. No! I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No! I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Amen?
Amen.
Let it shine. When I'm at work, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. When I'm at work, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. When my boss is a jerk, I'm gonna let it shine. I'm where you're living, amen. Let it shine. Come on, we're gonna let it shine. It's not gonna be easy. Let it shine, my brothers. Really, if we would think about a lot of what we need to do to please God, we learned in Sunday school. Turn it over to Jesus and smile. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And so we are just making a commitment here in 2011 that we're not going to hide the fact that we are followers of Jesus Christ. We're not going to hide the fact that he's been good to us. We're not going to hide the fact that he's got a way of using us to influence others. In fact, we're not going to hide the fact that the world without God is in darkness. And they need somebody just to let their little light shine. Now, in speaking of these things, I want to direct your attention to something you already know. But in the book of John, chapter number 1, the scripture says about Jesus Christ, this is verse number 8, that he was, or verse number 9, he was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. It is not the will of God that anybody would be in darkness. It's not the will of God that people would live lonely, desperate, hurtful lives. We are placed here not just so we can enjoy the light of God's sunshine, the light of God's love. We are here to penetrate the darkness with the light that Jesus has shined through us. Now look at the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4, beginning at verse number 4. It speaks of the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, that should shine unto them, unto people that have been blinded by the adversary of their soul. Now, pick up with me at verse number 6. Verse number 6 says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." God has a mission for us, and that is to let what he has done inside of us get outside of us. To let the light that shines within us to shine around us. God has commanded the light to shine into the darkness or out of darkness. And God is speaking to us as a church. Wherever we go, whatever we're doing in the year 2011, we must let our little light shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Now, let's go just a little further. That same passage. This is a very familiar text, but I think it will catch our attention just a little bit. Verse number 7, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. He's talked about the light shining out of darkness and shining in our hearts. And then he says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." this little light of mine that I'm going to let shine, it is in a vessel that is not necessarily the most attractive or the most valuable vessel. In terms of the world standard, you don't want to look at the vessel that carries this light and think that the vessel in and of itself is anything to be regarded or anything to be looked at as so incredibly special. The fact is, what is special about you and what is special about me is Jesus Christ. It's the light within us that is the treasure. We have this light. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel. One translation says this, same verse, 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 7, the New Living Translation. We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like